Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The concluding section of 2 Kings 2 presents two very different scenarios. Elisha's first miracle demonstrates his ministry. He's always adding something to provide solutions to life's challenges. In this case, it's dealing with the problem of bitterness. Quote, "The situation of this city is pleasant, but the water is bad and the ground barren," verse 19, reported the sons of the prophets. Even today, researchers are seeking a solution to Jericho's water problems. One technical journal stated, quote, "Treating the reclaimed water and brackish groundwater for stable supply of fresh water and even high-quality drinking water are urgent," end quote. How often the conversation is pleasant until a certain name is mentioned and suddenly bitter words pour out. How do we help those who have a root of bitterness growing within? Hebrews 12, verse 15. Some say keep it inside, but that will ruin you. Others say get it all out, but that makes everything around, quote, barren. Elisha asked for a bowl of salt, speaking of, quote, the salt of the covenant, Leviticus 2:13, the preserving influence of God's promises. Notice, quote, "He went out to the source," 2 Kings 2:21, to cast in the salt. No use dealing with peripheral issues. And although Elisha and we can cast in the salt, the Lord heals the water. Now what about these young men who accosted the prophet? Quote, "Go up, you bald head," they mocked, verse 23, wishing he left with Elijah. The law dealt severely with, quote, stubborn and rebellious youth. Allowed to carry on, they could tear the nation apart. This judgment was, quote, "So you shall put away the evil from among you," Deuteronomy 21, verses 20 and 21. The bears mauling, not killing them, seems to have been the Lord's doing. In a gentler but just as serious vein, Paul warns, quote, "Do not despise prophecies." 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 20.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.